Time now to speak with Geelong West Giants coach Mitch White after the Giants' big win over the Belmont Lions, 97 points, 19-19, 133-5-6-36. Whitey, thanks for joining us. First win of the season must be very satisfying.
Yeah, it is, Kingy. Thanks for having me on, mate. Yeah, it was just pleasing to, bounce back from the loss last week. I think we started to turn it around that second half last week, but it was, yeah, certainly pleasing to get one on the board early.
Is it a game you went into a little bit wary of with Belmont Lions having a win, good win over Corio in round one, and a bit of an unknown with some of the recruits they've got in?
Oh, absolutely. I think every game this year is a bit of an unknown, but yeah, we certainly didn't expect the result we got yesterday. I think we probably played a little bit out of our skin yesterday, but yeah, it's certainly going to be a very tight competition, so I don't think you can take any game lightly this year and just have to prepare the best you possibly can to play your style of footy on the day.
Not many teams are going to win in Werribee this year. They're going to be a very good side, we know that. But what did you take away from that loss that you were able to, I suppose, tweak going into yesterday?
Yeah, I think we just got a little bit, last week, especially early on, we just sort of didn't play our brand of footy. We sort of got dictated to a little bit, and Werribee being the great side that they are sort of made us play that way. But I think the confidence we got from that last quarter, the way we were able to run it out, showed that we've done the work in the pre-season to get ourselves really fit to run out games. And I think we proved that again yesterday, the way we finished that off. But we just started to move the footy a lot better in that second half, and whether that was because we had to sort of take the game on a little bit, being behind, but just sort of gave the guys confidence that when we play our brand, it can certainly work.
Alex Blair had a day out, I think a career high for him, 8 goals, and really led the way up forward.
He did. He was telling me last night he's never kicked more than 8, and he passed one off on the siren, so he was a bit disappointed he couldn't get the 9, but no, he had a great day. But to be honest, I think the work was done up the ground to really give him those opportunities one-on-one down deep. He did have a really great day, but the midfielders and half-forwards did a great job of keeping that 450 open for him. But, yeah, he's a very tough matchup. Can play tall, but can also be very dynamic on the lead. So we're very lucky to have someone like Blairy down there.
You've struck up somewhat of an informal sister relationship with Ocean Grove, and one of those players is already having an impact, and Caden Long, impressive yesterday.
Yeah, he was fantastic yesterday, just across the half-back line. I think him, Mick Weimer and Tom Lundberg probably took 30 uncontested marks between them, just setting up extremely well across that half-back line, which helped us to move the footy forward as well. But, well, we're very lucky to have someone like Caden as well, his leadership. We missed him last week. He had a wedding, so was unable to play in our senior side. But just having someone who's composed like him back there yesterday just certainly helped structure us up really well. And it meant that Mick Weimer sort of takes your third defender from there. So just really helps us structurally as well.
Yeah. How are you finding the adjustment to being the standalone senior coach after 2 games?
Yeah, it's been a little bit different, but I'm lucky I've got a really great support crew around me. Trav Gavin and Sam Fairway, fantastic on the bench, bouncing ideas off, but they've got some excellent ideas, which has certainly helped. We missed Trav last week as well. He had the same wedding as Caden. But just having him to run our forward line, I think we saw yesterday the way we were able to enter the 50 was fantastic. And then having Justin Carey and Aaron O'Callaghan out on the ground, just those guys being able to take control where I don't have to wait till quarter time or half time to make changes. Those guys can get it done for us out on the ground, which is great.
Yep. Are you missing Scott Jervis 2 games in, or you've been able to cover him well enough and comfortable going forward without the star ruckman?
It's very hard to cover someone like Perth. He's been a fantastic servant of the club, and he's a really great ruckman. But, we're going with a bit of a different look. Cam Brown and Hayden Slater yesterday did a fantastic job in the ruck. Really worked over the ruckman for Belmont as well, which meant that we were able to get some really good looks from our midfield. But that's still a work in progress, and they'll just get better the more that they, get their opportunities in the ruck there. But we'll back them in every day of the week, and yeah, they're really coming along really well.
Okay. Next week, Bell Post Hill, under lights as you open the new facility. It's going to be an exciting week for the club with that wonderful new building being officially used for the first time for football. Your GFL counterpart will play in the afternoon, and then you guys will christen it under night. How much is the playing group looking forward to being part of that?
Yeah, we got our first run there last Thursday, and I think a lot of the players were a bit blown away by the facility that we've got down there now. But yeah, it's super exciting to get the chance to open that in a night game, in potentially in front of a massive crowd down there with a lot of the other teams finishing early, I'm sure a lot of them will probably want to come down and have a look at us and Balfour Steel do battle. But, you know, we're really excited to test ourselves. We think Balfour Steel are going to be one of the better sides in the competition as well, as they've shown early on, competing really well with your Bannockburns. So we think, we really want to test ourselves next week. And, the guys are really looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to us about any injuries out of yesterday or anybody you might get back for next week.
Touch wood, no injuries from yesterday, which obviously selection-wise becomes a bit of a headache, but there's a couple of guys potentially back next week. So James Pearce missed on the weekend, Kelly Williams missed on the weekend, and Ted Wallace also missed on the weekend through injury. So they're all still a chance to pull the boots on next week, which certainly makes our job hard. There wasn't a bad player, I thought, yesterday, so everyone contributed, and it's going to be extremely tough on selection.
You got an update on James Linton for us. He did lodge the clearance to West. Are you going to see him at all? Have you got any further vision on what his involvement may be?
No, there's absolutely no pressure on Jimmy. I think he's going to do a fair bit of travel, so we just want him to be able to enjoy life after footy at this stage, and if he does get the itch, then he's got the opportunity to pull the boots back on. But as I've said in the past, we don't envisage we'll see him this year, but you know, the door's always open, and you never know.
Okay, well, fingers crossed you might get to see him, because he's been an absolute superstar, as we know, for Colac and Ocean Grove, and the West Giants would absolutely get the benefit of his experience if he had the chance to pull the boots on. Well done, though, on the win yesterday, Whitey, and it's a massive week for the club. Can't wait to see that new facility in action next Saturday night and be out there at West Oval to see you guys take on Bell Post Hill. Well done on the win, and thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Kingy. Appreciate it, mate.